This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with a representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Best Buy Client Care. My name is Tricia. How can I help you?
Hi, Tricia. It's Rebecca with XPO. Would you like the FMS number?
Go ahead, Rebecca.
I have 7716-7557.
Thank you so much. Can you verify the client's name and address for me?
Sure. It's Fred Arnold at 24 Wilmot Terrace, Poughkeepsie, New York, 12603. And I did speak with him at the 475-259-6765.
Perfect. Thank you. I have that order out. How can I assist?
So the product was left on site, but it's an open box unit. They were reporting that there was a dent on the bottom right side, but the much bigger issue is that that unit had previously been converted to liquid propane.
Okay.
And the customer needs natural gas orifices on it. So it was left there because they're not, you know, it's an open box unit. They're not looking to exchange it so much as just get the proper orifices attached to it.
Okay. Hold the line one moment.
Absolutely. That's not an Akron, is it? Hey, Marvin, what market is that order in? Does it say Akron or Dayton, excuse me, for the city? Grove City. Let me check how close it is to Dayton because we don't service the Dayton, Ohio area anymore. It's an hour and 10 minutes outside of Dayton, so that would be Columbus area. So we do still service them. Never mind me. Yeah, we service Columbus, I believe. Hold on. They might count that as Dayton. I've never heard of Columbus, Ohio. I've heard of Dayton, Cleveland, and Cincinnati. I guess it's a big city, Columbus is. Yeah, it would be the Cincinnati market if it was Dayton. As far as I know, it's weird because Dayton's right in the middle of those two. But it seems like when they were, because they told us about it on Tuesday, they said Dayton specifically. So they might still service Columbus, just not Dayton. But yeah, where they're at is right outside of Columbus. I didn't know there are all these cities that were in Ohio. What the hell is in Ohio?
I'm so sorry. My system completely unlogged.
Okay.
Logged me out, and you were still there. So
yes, ma'am. We don't leave until we get that freeze code.
Right. Well, it didn't hang up on you. That's what I'm surprised about. So
yes, ma'am.
I'm glad. Okay. So I do have the case ID. So it needs to. So it's an open box, and it was an LP conversion, and so it needs to go back to the gas fuel type.
Because they likely didn't notice that, because nobody looks at the orifices.
Yeah.
That's buying it, you know.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to make a note. I'm not sure how that happens.
Typically,
do you guys do that?
Well, it depends on, you know, who's doing it. But when we have an LP unit, which sold as a natural gas unit, and an LP conversion mm-hmm. kit is provided, and our guys will take the natural gas orifices off and replace the LP ones. But once that's done, or if somebody else has done it, we're not able to touch it.
Okay. So, yeah, that runs the question as to if we would even be able to get that done for them. However, for purposes of this call, I'm going to make a note and send some emails, but let me go ahead and get you cased out that when you were unable to complete the install because it was converted to LP conversion.
Right. It's usually backwards.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
285.
Okay.
149.
Okay.
708.
Thank you. I've got 245-149-708.
You got it. Yes,
awesome.
Ma'am.
You have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks for your patience. Be safe.
Thank you.